Hello, hi. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thought I had it.
Millennial pause.
The pause was too long. It was a Gen X pause. It was so long.
The pause was so long, I went, oh, fuck, it's me now? Fuck. Hello.
It's gotta be you.
Dude, I got this wicked headache.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm thinking I didn't have any caffeine today, which that is like, is be. That... Is am I
happens
there
to
now?
Some people.
You yeah, also haven't watched absolutely. The Olympics in an hour.
I'm yeah. going through the
withdrawals. Withdrawals is it?
I mean, so then I was like, I gotta get a coffee. I'm like, we don't have time. So then this coffee thing is left over from yesterday. So I've just been drinking that.
Oh God,
cold.
Get a little caffeine in you.
A little caffeine yeah. in me, but it's like, I mean, it's not that. Right, it's just like room temperature coffee.
It's still good. A little dusty.
A little dusty. Roll of Jones.
I got hot fresh coffee. I've only taken one sip out of this one. I've been drinking the blue one.
Yeah. Well, is there cream in there?
There's cream.
Can't have it.
Can't have it. So.
Oh, I got a pill in my fanny pack.
It's
for
okay.
You.
It's cream from like 7 years ago through the method of keep refilling it with coffee.
So. Yeah, Kevin yeah. makes fun of me because I treat coffee mugs like
sourdough bread.
Yeah. It's
ew.
A SCOBY in there. It just keeps.
Oh, God.
Keep the.
Yeah, what is that thing? There's like that one like place you can go to. It's like
kombucha.
No. Boudin. It's like. It's in like, I forget where, but it's like 100-year-old porridge or 1,000-year-old porridge. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, is it good?
I haven't had it.
It's oh, like, porridge? I thought you were talking about the sourdough yeah. from that's like
no,
170
no, no.
years old.
No, I'm saying like there's like a place that's been the same pot and they keep adding stuff
oh,
to it for
yeah.
like 1,000 years and they serve that. Like it's like 1,000-year-old.
It's like a super porridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
No thanks.
Chef drops a fucking Band-Aid in there.
Century like, porridge. Yeah. Century yeah. porridge. Yeah. You got
century.
It.
Kevin's fed us century eggs at Christmas Castle.
Fed
that was fun.
And fed.
That was fucked.
Turtleverse, 114 months. Thank you.
We do have the chat back on now, but we're not going to engage with it because that's a pre-show thing.
Sorry, yeah. sorry, sorry.
You got to sign up for the pre-show.
For Dan, I'll give a pass, but everyone else, no.
Just for Dan.
Yeah.
Turtleverse, a.k.a. Okay, so Meg, you were talking really quick.
Oh, yeah.
About that Borderlands
the
news.
The Borderlands movie, it comes out today.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's in theaters or streaming?
Theaters.
Theaters.
Today.
Today.
I haven't seen any marketing for this at
yeah,
all.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I did like a couple of years ago, but then I was like, oh, this is out? Okay. Yesterday, for all the premieres and everything, they finally, I think the embargo got lifted.
Okay.
And so reviews are in. Me and Johnny were talking about this because on Rotten Tomatoes, it debuted with like a 0%.
Oh, that's not that's not what you
and
want.
Then like more and more reviews kept rolling in and then it jumped up to like 3% and 4%. And it's like, it's so bad.
That's
but
why they didn't market it. They just dumped it. They just
no. It's directed by Eli Roth, which is such a weird pick for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I like him, but this
it's a stacked cast.
It would have been better if it was like Hostel 3.
Exactly.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis in this?
Yeah. So she's in
holy
it. Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett?
Jack Black, Kevin Hart. It's like a big cast.
I'm taking Trish tonight. It's in theaters now?
Yes.
Okay, this is date night tonight.
0% on Rotten Tomatoes? I'm going tonight.
Yo, this hoe loves Borderlands. She plays the Tiny Tina treasure
I liked
tracker.
Borderlands. Like, I liked the game. It was fine.
I didn't like
Claptrap talks and I want to slap
but
it.
But only because, like, I played Fallout and I thought Borderlands would be more of that and it's so not.
It's so heavy-handed. Like, I love the gameplay. I love the environments, but, like, the heavy-handed...
Humor
is like gross to me because it's just like haha farts whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I thought too the game was advertised as being super open world, super open ended, and it really kind of wasn't.
It wasn't.
The maps were not as expansive as I thought they would be. There's all these guns, but most of them suck. So you end up using like the same gun anyways.
For the good ones, you have to grind for it. And it's like, cool, I've been in this area for 10 hours and it hasn't dropped because it has like a 0.0001%. but this this review, like, I was cackling this morning because it said early Borderlands movie reviews calls it unfunny and visually repulsive.
Oh, that's
okay.
Is this Borderlands is Kevin close up, Kev Cam, Johnny, if you don't mind. Is this the one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that's
it.
The one.
That's Borderlands?
That's Borderlands.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's Borderlands 1.
You've never played one, right?
Because of that cover. Sean? It was at PAX everywhere. I'm like, I can't play
this. Let me describe it to you real quick. Okay. It's like every NPC is a Deadpool cosplayer. That's how the writing is in these games.
Yeah. This movie's not good?
But then, like...
Apparently, the story's not even really related to the games. So it's like... They went through development hell in it, and it just kind of... I think Johnny told me that the writer from The Last of Us TV show helped with it and asked to not be credited because it was that bad.
So. You know, I played 4. That was the only one I played. Mm-hmm. Me and Trish played co-op a lot, which is fun. And like Jessica Negri voiced a character in that one. Mm. The OCD that I have, it fucks me up to play Borderlands because of the guns mm-hmm. and the stats. And you're right. There's every enemy you kill drops 8 guns.
Yeah.
I would look at every gun's stat.
Oh, and 100%.
Hold on. Let me go into the menu and compare. Is this one? Did it? And all I did is menu crawl and make sure I have the best gun. And then
it's one of those things, too, where if you were playing co-op, at least in all of them except for the newer one. Huh. If you were doing co-op, somebody else could pick that gun up. And so it's like, everybody's like loot stealing. You can't get any good guns. So big problem there.
A huge franchise. I just never, I never clicked with it.
Yeah. But yeah, so it bombing has been kind of funny.
Okay, I can't wait to give you a review.
Like, even from the trailers, did not look good.
I saw a better video game movie this week.
Yeah?
Trapped. Trap.
Yeah. Oh, we both saw that.
Headstrong.
Headstrong will suck off anyone. Wrap, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie starring Josh Hartnett. I'm pretty sure M. Night Shyamalan just played a fuck ton of World of Hitman and then wrote a movie about it.
You got me to buy that game, bro.
Have you played it?
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Trapped is a Hitman level.
I totally see that now.
Beat for beat.
You're right.
Okay. Can I talk about Trapped a little bit?
I'm cool with that.
Here's the general premise from the trailers is that Josh Hartnett takes his daughter to a concert, and while they're there, they find out that the whole concert has been orchestrated as a trap to catch a serial killer.
Right.
Now, there's a twist, quote unquote, but I don't think it's a twist because they kind of make this clear in the trailer.
In the trailer. I haven't seen it, and I figured out.
And it's early on in the movie, too.
It's early on. Yeah, have you seen the movie? So pretty early on in the movie, you find out Josh Hartnett is that serial killer.
Mm-hmm. The butcher.
Okay. The butcher. And his brain starts, oh, fuck, they're here to catch me. And he looks, and the doors are all blocked with police officers. This is a hitman level. You are the killer. You're in some fucking nightclub or you're in some fucking fashion show and you've killed somebody and now you need to exit without them catching you. But there's security guard all over the place. So what do? Well, you start making distractions. You start stealing costumes. That's the whole movie. Yeah. That's what he starts like planting traps. So like he like casually walks up and like pushes somebody down the stairs so that everybody runs like, oh my God, what's happening here? So that he can like, actually, I don't know what he did with that.
It's kind of like
he kind of pushes her down the stairs and then it was like, well, that was fun. He goes about his day.
Yeah. All his shit is like ramping up because nothing's working, fun part of the movie. It's like everything he does is foiled and nothing works. So he has to do another thing. And his disregard for, other humans is apparent, like, oh, this guy is a psychopath. Because, you see him push her
downstairs. He's literally, like, sneaking up behind people who work at the arena and, like, stealing their card keys so now he can access the backstage door. This is fucking Hitman. This is fucking Hitman.
Whoa, I never thought about
Later
that.
Later on in the movie, he's, like, stealing, like, police officer uniforms and, like, this is fucking Hitman. Uh-huh. This is beat for beat.
Does he have to do this without his daughter knowing he's the killer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yep.
And she's there, like, at his side, because they're at the concert.
Which is kind of like, Dad, why do you keep leaving? You're acting weird. Oh, I forgot my credit card at the merch stand. I'll be right back.
I'll go kill someone else. One second.
I thought the movie was enjoyable. I thought it was good. The third act was a little disappointing.
That's what I've only heard. The third act sucks, but I don't. It seems like the idea itself is fun.
It's just about a half hour too long, but I went in there. This also has like a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So my expectation was so low that I actually enjoyed it because I was like, wow, this is going to be fucking heinous. And I was like, actually, this is kind of fun. Like, this is not as bad as Rotten Tomatoes made it sound.
Hmm.
So I recommend it. If you go in with the right mindset, I think you can enjoy it.
The Shyamalan family is just killing it this year because the one daughter directed The Watchers and wrote it, and I like that. And then dad's still making a box office. Well,
isn't one of his smash, daughters the...
That's the other thing.
Another daughter.
The other daughter, which I thought it was the same daughter, and I'm like, what a talent. Oh my God. Director, writer, singer, dancer. But no, two different girls. But she's beautiful, and she wrote all the music in the movie, and she performed. It's like a Taylor Swift type idol.
She acted in
plays.
It too? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Cool.
It's
I heard
impressive.
They also shot this like pretty much chronologically, which I always think is fun and interesting when they do that. So I don't know. I'm curious.
That's
about
a dream
still.
For an actor, right?
I would
to
think.
Have something chronologically because you can build that story and the character in real time in your head.
I feel it's
pretty easy to just go like, no, you're scared. Okay.
I mean, you read the whole script,
yeah.
So you know what's mm-hmm. happening in the movie. Maybe you have the experience of like, oh yeah, I remember when we did that scene. I don't know if this movie necessarily benefits from being shot chronologically. I heard that they shot like A Beautiful Mind chronologically back in the day. And that one kind of has a twist having to do with like mental health.
Right.
So that one I think might help the actors a little more, but you know.
Benefit from that.
It's harder to shoot it chronologically.
Right.
Yeah. They're saying in the chat that said Loki, I think he might've made this movie to showcase his daughter's talent.
Well,
I'm for it.
How many fucking t-shirt designs do we sell with
that's
your
three.
Daughter's artwork?
That's three. So, hey. Hey, I'm Shyamalan, respect.
Damn, respect. Your kids are Nepo babies.
Oh, yeah, dude. my kids, they have the easiest life.
Yeah, you gave them that platform,
to be
bro.
Fair,
I gave
like,
them the platform.
The pop music wasn't that great in this movie.
Oh,
it was a little boring.
Well,
choreography was a little boring.
Is pop music that great to begin with, Derek? You know those Taylor songs.
Apparently, it's a pop revolution happening.
Pop
right
music.
Now, dude. It's
I have.
Brat.
I legit.
Feminomenon.
Have,
Feminomenon.
I have gotten. Like, because my kids listen to it all the time. I am into
I
pop music. I, as we know, Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Chaperone.
Oh.
All
did
for
you say
it.
That right?
I did. Chaperone,
did
right?
Did you say chapel?
Did I say chapel?
Chapel?
Chapel or chapel?
I said,
said chapel.
It's chapel.
Chapel. I first I thought they were saying
chaperone.
When my kids are first saying it, I thought they were saying chaperone. I'm like, what's chaperone? Yeah. Chapel room. Selena Gomez, even. Why not?
What's her name?
Only Murders in the Building.
Sabrina
she's great.
Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. She's good too. Demi Lovato. Let's go all back. I don't care.
I'm still listening to Juice WRLD, Derek. Rip, rip.
So I saw this video. Recently, that said the era of bands is dead, and the guy who was talking actually laid out like, yeah, if you look at the 2000 to 2010 and even 2010 to 2020, these are all the bands that have been in the top 10 on the Billboard charts, and it's hundreds. And he's like, you look at 2020 to 2024, there's been like four bands that have made it in the top 10. And he's like, and one of them was the Beatles.
Re-release
the
shit.
Fucking new Beatles song that came out. And then there was this huge discussion of like, why is that happening? Because there's a ton of bands that are still coming out and finding success on like Spotify and on the internet. But I think because the record industry is so involved in what gets played on the radio, it's just more lucrative to produce a singer than it is to like produce a group, you know, or five-piece rock
band. And I do think that like the fever with like the pop thing is crazy in the sense of like, May was talking about, so Chapel.
Yes.
Chaperone played Soma in February.
Yeah.
In, at Soma.
Wow, yeah, because
but
I
that,
wanted
at the
to
time,
go.
Was a normal venue for her. For
yeah,
her
100%. She, I think it was probably Main Stage, which is like the bigger part of the venue.
But that's still like what?
And it's like
200 people, 300 people.
Hell no, dude. That's like 1,000 people.
1,000.
Either way, she played Soma, and then she just played the biggest set Lollapalooza has ever seen.
Wow. Ever
period.
Seen. And the crowd, it's like helicopter shot. This crowd is like, holy
first
shit.
First of all, Perry Farrell's Lollapalooza is still going on. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She wasn't even supposed to, she wasn't the headliner. She like, I think either Kesha might have given her her spot because she wasn't supposed to play that stage.
Yeah, yeah,
so, yeah.
So,
like,
same with like Outside Lands had her and she was like so far down the list and now they don't know what to do with her because it's like, well, now you're the biggest thing.
Now
and it's
huge.
Been it's been 3 months. How the fuck, you know, what do we do with this?
We were kind of talking about the band thing that Derek mentioned yesterday, Sean, where like you went and saw the Foo Fighters recently.
Yeah.
And you said it was a sold out Petco
sold
Park.
Out stadium show, which again, like Foo Fighters, I love the Foo Fighters. I love Dave Grohl, honestly.
Yeah.
But the music itself, I'm like, I like this, but it's not like, it's not my favorite, but I like it.
But you kind of were saying like, wow, I am surprised they sold it out like fucking you know, yeah, like a Beatle. They sold out the stadium.
Sold out, yeah.
But then I was kind of thinking, like, what other rock bands are what are the biggest rock and roll is pretty much dead, but what are these bands that are still touring?
I don't think that rock are the and big, roll is dead.
Yeah. Well,
In comparison to pop music,
I'd say, you know, you're right. The Spotify artists that are blowing up and stuff like this. But just for the sake of this conversation, like, who's selling out a rock venue that's a stadium aside from like Metallica, Foo Fighters? I can't name
like,
a third one.
But like Blink 182 just sold out Petco Park last
month. Oh yeah,
month.
They're back.
That's true.
Green Day is coming.
Green Day.
Billy Joel Armstrong has a son who's in a band now, okay, which is amazing because he sounds just like Billy Joel Armstrong.
You know what's interesting is like all those bands are the bands that played at Warped Tour when we were in high school. You
yeah.
know,
like, it's, but they're like the grandpas like, that are the, yeah. there's like 10 now. That there's only
so
10
maybe
rock
the
bands.
Grandpa bands in like 20 years will be the bands that are like playing Soma or Warped Tour.
I don't think rock is dead. I just think that there's corporate interests that, like everything in our fucking post-good society that we live in.
Post-good.
Post-good. Exactly. There's a corporate interest in all media, which maximizes profits and does not nurture or encourage
creativity.
Anything outside of what is going to make the most money in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah.
So I think there's a ton of new bands and great bands that are putting out awesome, successful albums, but you're just not easily discovering them because it makes more money for you to just listen to the pop star that everybody else is listening to or listen to the band that's been super popular for 30 years.
I feel like it's also different now because at least like when we were in high school, we had Warped Tour to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's like, that was a great way to kind of discover new bands and see them live. And it was just a big collection of bands in one spot, one day, one spot. But now like that doesn't exist.
A few years ago, Johnny and I went to Desert Days.
Okay.
Mm.
How many fucking good bands do we see in those 2 days?
A ton.
And discovered like Post Animal, Frankie and the Witch Fingers. You saw Animal Collective for the first time. I saw Ween for the first time. Those are some older bands.
And Devo.
We saw Devo. I'm trying to think. We saw Crumb, which was awesome. A bunch of DJs. I think you go to a music festival, you can still see like up and coming bands, but you really have to like kind of seek them out.
Okay.
Yeah. Work harder to find them. Turnstile is like killing it right now. Mm-hmm. I know Johnny's going to a lot of hardcore shows.
Well, hardcore is back. But again, that's a niche genre. Not ever mainstream, you know, hardcore.
That's not going to be a Petco.
Right. But I fucking love, in that sense, yeah, rock is definitely not dead because hardcore is having a fucking dope resurgence right now. We're going to see Hatebreed in October.
Oh yeah, TikTok is now the like tastemaker for sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like a lot of bands are becoming huge off of just TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Shouts out to Mannequin Pussy.
Fuck yeah, bro.
When you get Siri to say it, it'll say Mannequin. Beep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's so funny.
Hey, Sean, you told me your kids were listening to Chappelle Roan and you were describing a lyric that you didn't want to have to explain to
Dave
them.
Chappelle Roan.
Well, a lot of the songs.
Let's stop the show.
It's like, well, you're singing this. You don't know what this means. So I guess we're just, you know, like, when they sing a song, I have been on the record before.
What are the lyrics that they were
on? This is so you know, the record. What I've said before is like, hey, if a song says like fucking it and you sing it, I'm not going to get mad. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like,
okay.
I just want to be your Sigma.
And so, anyways, but they still don't. They like, no, we're not going to, they don't sing the bad words.
They don't.
They never do it.
Oh, they're good kids.
They're good kids. But anyways, there's that song where it's like knee deep in the passenger seat and you're eating me out is the lyric.
That's the lyric.
Yeah.
And okay. I just hear screaming from the back, like they're like screaming with their whole heart, singing this. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, they're eating out of.
They're eating out Jack in the Box. They love McDonald's, you know?
So I could eat out some Jack in the Box right now.
$2 tacos.
But it's like, you know, like they're just singing like all, you know, there's no, My Kink is Karma. They're singing.
Yeah.
And it's like, they don't know.
They
what
don't
it
know.
Means.
Specifically, you told me the story about like, what was it? Eating out.
That's
in the back seat of my car,
said, yeah.
Something like that. So you told me that story, and I was like, "Oh, that's so funny." I was talking to Trish, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, his kids are listening to this new pop star." He was telling me the lyrics are crazy. She's like, "Oh, I just found a new artist. I think it's the same girl. She just blew up. And they had, she was like a little artist before. It's the same story about Soma side stage or main stage and then going to Lollapalooza. Yeah, she was like a little artist and then it just blew up this month. And now she's, you know, moving way up to the main stage of her shows. And I was like, oh, it must be the same band. What are the coincidences? She's like, so what was the line? I was like, ah, something about, I don't know, eating pussy or something. And she goes, oh, it's the same band. Here, listen to the song. And she sends me a link to a song by Demi Devil.
I don't know who Demi Devil
is. Yeah. And the lyric is, I gave your girlfriend cunnilingus on my couch. So in my head, I'm like,
same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It literally is like the same. These two musicians have, you know, one's like a rapper and one's a pop star, but they have the same type of lyric in a song and they both have had the same like giant success recently. Mm-hmm. It's another Succession and Severance thing for me where I'm listening to the wrong thing because I almost went back to you. I was like, your kids are listening to Demi Devil? Because that lyric is tame compared to some of the other songs.
Damn, dude. That's wild. Well, you know, they said in the chat earlier though, and this is a good point, like all like the bands that were popular when we were whatever, like Foo Fighters, whatever. They're playing Petco, Blink-182, Petco. But then the old bands that our parents liked, U2 and whatever, they're playing the Sphere in Vegas and that's it. So I feel like, you know, it's going to be 20 years and then the Foo Fighters will be at the Sphere.
Or the Cube by then.
The Cube.
They're going to add a fourth.
But like, they're like, you're rich enough, old enough, you can come to us in Vegas and then, you know, whatever. Yeah, we're not going to go to you.
Everyone retires and does the residency.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Because it's easy. They're old. They don't want to travel anymore.
Shit. Why are we going to cons every year? Let's do a residency. Make them come to us.
Yeah, let's
we
got to
get
Sphere.
Older, bro. That's what I'm saying.
The Mega 64 residency at the Sphere?
Yeah.
We're just showing fucking homeless guy eats crap to...
On the Sphere.
Yeah. To all the people flying over.
Can you
over.
Imagine, though?
Can you?
Can you imagine one that day. Video play on the Sphere?
Fuck God. Running with the Olympic torch. We got to get that done.
Can you imagine? Someone's at their hotel room and, hey man, you got some change?
I really want to know if there's like three or four actors, but there's the main blonde guy, right?
Yeah.
I really want to know if the blonde guy like knows how much we love that video.
I
and how often we show that video.
There's no way.
You don't think he's discovered at some point, like, wait a minute, that's all over the internet, like Rocco talking about it and displaying it and...
I don't think so. No. I don't think
that guy retired from the internet, I think.
I wonder what, that guy's like a hedge fund manager now. He's like super successful probably. And we're the ones showing his video still on the Sphere, you know.
Oh man, it's shit.
The chat's saying he's dead. I refuse to believe that. No way. He was an actor.
He ain't shit.
What if
he's coli, dude? It's worse than swimming in that river.
It would be even better than him being dead. It's like, what if like you see like the new Marvel movie and like he's in it? It's like, oh, he's like a real, he made it. He's like a real actor. He's done it. Mike's not a Marvel movie.
Did you guys see Deadpool Wolverine? Or did you already talk about it last week, I bet?
We talked about it.
We talked about it. I haven't seen it. I wanted to see it, but I just haven't. I saw Trap instead.
It's such a fan service for Wolverine fans, man. It was fucking all I wanted.
I thought it looked good from the trailer.
Unabashedly laughing out loud. Like, I just was giddy throughout the whole thing. Yeah. But you knew that. You knew I was going to love it.
Is it your favorite Wolverine movie?
I think I prefer Logan still. Logan is so good, and it was such a nice little rated R bow on the whole Fox storyline that I never even thought. This is just like the cherry on top that we get like all the different fucking costumes and fucking mask finally. I'm sure Rocco talked about that. It's like, we got him in the fucking mask finally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like giggling and laughing out loud in the theater and going, oh shit. My nerd is showing.
You're too excited.
Yeah, because I didn't really like all the surprise stuff was a surprise to me. Like I didn't really have anything blown for that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a movie. I talked about this on my Instagram. I review the movies that I'm watching on my Instagram stories. And this week I saw the 2022 version of See No Evil. Now, I've been seeing trailers for this new James McAvoy movie, See No Evil, which looked kind of mid
to me.
But then I was cruising Amazon Prime horror section. It was See No Evil 2022. And I was like, wait, is this the same movie? And I started it up. It is. This new one is a remake of this European movie from 2 years ago.
This is like Funny Games. Huh? This is bullshit.
Yeah, and I watched the original. It was really good. It was really fucking good. It was a low-budget horror movie, but it's just all uncomfortable situations. Mm. And it really made me wonder if the remake is going to be able to improve on it in any way. Because even looking, I went back and watched the trailer again, and I thought, well, this new one kind of looks less subtle and more kind of like on the nose than the original was, which I don't think is necessarily going to be a good thing. But I don't know. I'll reserve my judgment until I see it.
Check it out.
But you can watch See No Evil on Prime right now. It came out from 2022.
That's great.
It's really good. It's two families. One is Danish. The other is Dutch. Meet on a Italian vacation and kind of just become friendly and have a conversation of like, oh, you know, our countries are so close. I think that culturally we have a lot in common, which is funny as an American because you're like, I literally don't even know the fucking difference
between
like Danish and Dutch. I thought that was the same country.
I thought that you what? Just, like that was the masculine and feminine pronunciation of the two. You know.
So they spend a weekend together, they bond, and then one family kind of sends a letter to the other being like, we had so much fun. We want to invite you to our house for a weekend getaway. And the first family is like, well, we barely even know them, but it was... I mean, it was such a good time. Why don't we go? And as soon as they show up, it is just so uncomfortable. Mm. You know, the wife of the family who comes is a vegetarian, and immediately the husband is like, hey, I made this roast. I want you to have the first bite because this is my favorite part of the roast, and I just think you're really going to like it. And it's stuff like that. It's like one person's in the bathroom and another person will just come into the bathroom while they're using it. It's just a bunch of like uncomfortable social situations that are getting increasingly more uncomfortable. And the whole time they're chalking it up to like, well, we're similar, but maybe these are just little social differences that we are not aware of because we are kind of different. I don't know. And so the whole thing is just in this realm of like, am I being a dick by not saying anything here? Or is this actually fucked up? Which is kind of the theme of the movie. You know, it's called Speak No Evil.
Yeah.
It's about like, do I speak up when I feel uncomfortable or not? To the point where like, well, how far am I going to allow myself to be pushed? Like, what am I willing to put up with? And it keeps getting increasingly more across the line, crossing the line, crossing the line.
Like psychologically.
It's a psychological thriller. Yeah. That kind of like turns into a horror movie because at a certain point you start to think like they definitely don't have good intentions for us while we're here. And we've already put up with so much. How do we get out of the situation now?
Does it get violent?
There's
some violence.
It eventually devolves into violence. It is a horror movie. But I say check it out. I think it's probably going to be, I don't know if the new one will be able to improve upon the formula.
It's so interesting how America just, instead of marketing this awesome movie you just described and like putting it out here, like, you know, doing something, they just go, now we'll give it the old boy treat. We're going to make it our own.
It's interesting how they assume, probably correctly, that nobody's heard of the original. Yeah, and they go like, what original?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're going for.
Basically. Yeah. I had no idea this was a remake of a very recent movie.
I bet they wish they could take that off of whatever streaming service it's on.
A Shudder movie. And I think it like went to Sundance and won awards.
So that's how it got some. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, shit, I'm going to watch the original because when I've seen like the Americanized versions of movies I like, I feel the same way.
Like Old Boy, Funny Games, Let the Right One In.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the. Yeah, but
I didn't see them when it was
the original ones.
Is it good? Yeah.
The David Fincher one was pretty enjoyable.
It was. Nine Nails on the soundtrack.
I was honestly bummed that they didn't continue because they didn't make enough money or whatever.
There's so like, more in the whatever the German one.
Yeah, I read those three books.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoyed them. Yeah. I really did. But yeah, it's only made the first movie, so I'll keep going.
Damn, that might be you kind of got me there. That might be the exception. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo might be like equal footing.
It was really
because
good.
It is there, and there's some crazy shit that wasn't in the yeah. It was a good one.
Sail away.
You know what I'm thinking of.
I think about that often. I was like, that's like one of the most
genius
scenes in a thriller. Like the use of music in that is like. That's fucking genius.
I stand by that. That's the best trailer for a movie I've ever seen was that.
Girl with a dragon tattoo.
And it's just like and it's like it's a Karen cover. O singing.
Yeah, it's a cover of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, it's so good. God, it's fucking dope. Anyways.
Well, Speak No Evil, 2022, available on Amazon Prime.
Good recommendation.
You can watch it tonight. Check it out.
All right.
Hell yeah.
We did
Well, everyone, it says the Podvision just won, but that's not true.
That Johnny would.
Johnny what?
Johnny,
we're going to wrap up the post show. Thank you for watching.
Wait, why is Rocco in the chat? Why isn't he here?
Rocco's at D23,
Wait,
bro.
Is Rocco in the chat for real?
Yeah, that really was Rocco.
He's at
D23
right now?
Okay. Yeah. But he's trying to get me excited about the Podvision. They play it for our time, Rocco. It was so annoying at the at the Comic-Con booth. I
thought this was really funny. Can we talk about this, please?
Yeah, real quick. The Padre game was going on during Comic-Con.
Yes, it was.
But we were in the middle of throwing a no-hitter, which the Padres have done once before until this day. And so I have it up here, and I'm helping people with the booth, and I'm also glancing every now and then the thing.
Which I just thought was really inappropriate.
No one knew. No one Everybody knew.
No, no. Everybody I knew.
I wasn't even at Comic-Con, and I heard about it.
Well, this isn't told you.
This isn't a bit. Derek, I saw the look on your face, and I saw the comments under Rocco's breath every time you guys would notice Sean looking at his phone at the Comic-Con booth. And I was so entertained all afternoon by how upset you watching a little screen when no one is at the booth.
No one's at the booth.
No one's there to sign or sell, or they don't want anything from him. He's just standing there looking just a little to the left at his phone. It was making Rocco so angry.
Well, Rocco's in the chat. He can speak for himself. It was making, he said everyone
It
knew.
Was making him go. You and Rocco were commiserating in the back. Like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know what he's fucking
really?
Doing.
Yeah.
I don't think
okay,
we,
you're
I think
a Mega 64 fan. You've spent so much money to come to Comic-Con, which is like your music festival, your trip to Mecca practically because you're a nerd, and you come up to meet the guy from Mega 64, buy a shirt from him, and this is what you get. Yeah, what do you want?
That is
absolutely not
absolutely
how
it
would go.
Yeah,
this shirt. Yeah, it's
that
it's
is 30, you have no idea because you weren't even at the booth when I was there.
$30.
You weren't even first off.
What was a hat?
Was
yeah,
it's happening
on Thursday.
A hat. There you go. There's a
panel day.
Yes, another one. That's a. It's a. I don't. Johnny, can you ring him up? Yes, Patrick, yes.
That is first off.
Look how extra he's being.
Okay. If that's what you want to say, I guess. What really happened was...
That's how you came off. I don't know if you were aware.
Okay. Well, I'll also say I'm working the booth. My shift is long ended, but I'm just working the booth because people are on the back on their phones on Twitter, but I'm just going to be the one working the booth. That's fine. But now I'm getting all this shit.
I don't know who that's a reference. I don't even have Twitter,
anyone
bro.
Here who has Twitter. I'm referencing you.
This is me.
So then
Maggie's calling you out.
It was me.
Now, I will say, when the no-hitter was happening, that's when I let the world know, hey, this is an event happening. But then I got like Mega 64 fans who are also Padres fans like, gathering around, like, coming, seeking me out. Like, it's happening. Do you know what's happening? I'm like, I do know what's happening. Let's watch it together. We all watched it together.
A bonding
high-fiving,
moment.
We're hugging. Oh. It was fucking awesome. It was a great moment. But
your
yeah,
friends
these
were
guys,
so mad at you.
I don't get the level of anger for me enjoying things. It's so weird.
They were busting your balls so
hard,
bro.
They were, but it's like, what do you care? You're watching your fucking TikToks over there. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Once again, I don't
even
know who that's a reference to.
TikTok. You want
to
go on Instagram and talk about whatever? Yeah, fine. Oh, you want to go and look at some booths? Go ahead. It's fine. I will work the booth and I will talk to the customers and I'll be happy to see any single person who's here. And every minute where there's nothing in front of me, I'll glance over for a second. I'll go back to looking towards 100% soft. I will stare at that booth and that TV that's not working if you want me to. And every 30 seconds, I'll glance over to see how it's going.
That's
no
how
one's even
went.
Around. And when someone was at the booth, game was off to me. Didn't even care. I'm helping the person, happy to sign things. You got pictures, you got it. They leave. Yeah. How we do? Okay, pretty good.
What's Rocco said something to think about? What did he say up there? Can we? Rooster Teeth used to watch the Texas Stars games at their booth, and now they're gone. See, something to think about. There you go. There you go. Now,
I know Sean wasn't watching the game the entire time because I made sure when he wasn't looking at the game
yes.
to make sports noises.
Yeah, Kevin go, up, 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 up.
And you go, whoa, sports whoa, noises. Whoa.
That's so awesome.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. So, yeah, they kept going, what's that? Is that a home run? And like, stop, I mean, stop.
All tied up.
I got a big kick out of that. Oh, yeah. I gotta
say. It'd be one thing if you had like X-Men, the animated series running.
Something relevant.
Yes, exactly. Deadpool 1 and 2. Yeah. Then you're connecting with the Comic-Con audience.
When Jennifer Tilly came to talk to Meg and I was watching Bound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was watching Liar Liar.
She came up, I was like, this you?
This you? Well, anyways, we had fun at Comic-Con.
We really did.
Don't worry, I won't watch sports again. I'm not going to be at the booth next year. I'll be watching sports at home. It's fine. It's okay. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you guys later. And Rocco, hope you have fun at D23. And Johnny, fade us out before I say something fucked up. Fade us out quickly because it's coming. Johnny, it's coming!